Jackson, known as the Queen of Gospel Singing, was born on this date in 1911 in New Orleans, Louisiana. Jackson became a leading singer in gospel music, known for her rich, powerful voice. A devout Baptist, she still found time for secular sounds of such blues artists as Bessie Smith and Ma Rainey. After moving to Chicago in the late 1920s, Jackson joined the Greater Salem Baptist Church and soon became a member of the Johnson Gospel Singers. She performed with the group for a number of years. After singing with the Johnson Gospel Singers, Jackson started working with Thomas A. Dorsey, a gospel composer. She also worked a number of jobs before her musical career took off. While she made some recordings in the 1930s, Jackson had her first taste of success with Move Up a Little Higher in 1947, which sold 1 million copies. She became more in demand, making radio and television appearances. Jackson also had a successful tour abroad in 1952 and became especially popular in France. She even had her own gospel program on the CBS television network in 1954 and scored a hit with Rusty Old Halo that same year. In 1958, she appeared at the Newport Jazz Festival in Rhode Island, performing with Duke Ellington and his band. Jackson became an active supporter of the civil rights movement in the 1960s. She sang at the March on Washington at the request of her friend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in 1963. After King's death in 1968, Jackson sang at his funeral and largely withdrew from public political activities. On this date in 1852, Scottish stonemason Robert Brownlee married Annie Lamont of Little Rock. Brownlee had been 23 when he read about the December 1835 fire in New York City and the need for help in rebuilding the city. He arrived in New York in 1836, where he found work cutting stone. 4 months later, he was hired by the architect for the State House in Raleigh, North Carolina, to cut stone for the Capitol building. As the building neared completion, he learned that skilled masons were needed in Little Rock to help finish what would come to be known as the Old State House. Brownlee lived in Little Rock from 1837 to 1849, and the Brownlee House is preserved on its original site at the Historic Arkansas Museum in Little Rock at 3rd and Cumberland Streets. On this date in 1881, the gunfight at the OK Corral took place in Tombstone, Arizona, as Wyatt Earp, his two brothers, and Doc Holliday confronted Ike Clanton's gang. 3 members of Clanton's gang were killed. Earp's brothers were wounded. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.